This episode contains information about child sexual exploitation that some listeners might find disturbing. Part 1. Olugbenga Lawal. On January 8th, a Nigerian national was sentenced to 10 years and 1 month in prison and ordered to pay over $1.46 million in restitution for conspiring to launder money derived from internet fraud schemes. So according to court documents and evidence presented at trial, 33-year-old Olugbenga Lawal of Indianapolis, Indiana, worked directly with the Nigeria-based leader of an international criminal organization that defrauded individuals and businesses across the U.S. out of millions of dollars through sophisticated internet-based fraud schemes, including romance fraud and business email compromise schemes. The criminal organization frequently targeted elderly victims who believed they had fallen in love with people they had not met on the internet. Lawal then laundered millions of dollars of proceeds from these fraud schemes. Between January 2019 and June 2020, bank accounts used by Lawal and his co-conspirators to launder money on behalf of the criminal organization received millions of dollars traced directly to individuals and businesses defrauded over the internet by members of the criminal organization. Accounts Lawal controlled received over $3.6 million in deposits between January 2019 and May 2020. Those deposits were spread across 7 different bank accounts that Lawal opened in his own name or the name of his business entity, Lux Logistics LLC, L-U-X-E. So ultimately, Lawal controlled bank accounts at no less than 5 different financial institutions in furtherance of his money laundering activities. Additionally, Lawal played a role in laundering money for the criminal organization by converting the fraud dollars deposited in his account into Nigerian currency accessible in Nigeria. He engaged in import-export transactions involving the shipment of cars to Nigeria and currency exchange business transactions to facilitate the repatriation of the organization's fraud proceeds back to Nigeria. On August 10, 2023, Lawal was convicted by a federal jury of conspiring to commit money laundering. 3 co-conspirators, Michael Herman, Rita Asane, and Dwight Baines, previously pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering. Acting Assistant Attorney General Nicole M. Argentieri of the Justice Department Criminal Division, U.S. Attorney David C. Weiss for the District of Delaware, and Assistant Director Michael Nordwall of the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division made the announcement. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, investigated the case. Trial attorneys Mary K. Daly and Michael Grady of the Criminal Division's Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Section and Assistant U.S. Attorneys Jesse S. Wenger and Meredith Ruggles for District of Delaware prosecuted the case with assistance from MLAR's trial attorneys Madeline Case and Jasmine Salehi Fasami. Part 2. U.S. Navy Petty Officer Wenheng Zhao. On January 8th, a U.S. Navy service member was sentenced to 27 months in prison and ordered to pay a $5,500 fine for transmitting sensitive U.S. military information to an intelligence officer from the People's Republic of China in exchange for bribery payments. So according to court documents, 26-year-old Petty Officer Wenheng Zhao, also known as Thomas Zhao, of Monterey Park, California, pleaded guilty back in October 2023 to one count of conspiring with the intelligence officer and one count of receiving a bribe. Zhao, who worked at Naval Base Venturi County and held a U.S. security clearance, engaged in a corrupt scheme to collect and transmit sensitive U.S. military information to the intelligence officer in violation of his official duties. Between August 2021 and May 2023, Zhao received at least $14,000 in at least 14 separate bribe payments from the intelligence officer. In exchange for the illicit payment, Zhao secretly collected and transmitted sensitive, non-public information regarding U.S. Navy operational security, military trainings and exercises, and critical infrastructure to the intelligence officer. Zhao entered restricted military and naval installations to collect and record this information. Zhao transmitted plans for a large-scale maritime training exercise in the Pacific Theater, operational orders, electrical diagrams, and blueprints for a ground-air task-oriented radar system located in Okinawa, Japan. He used sophisticated encryption communication methods to transmit this information. He also destroyed evidence and concealed his relationship with the intelligence officer. Zhao's conduct violated his official duties to protect such information and his oath to defend the United States. The FBI Los Angeles Field Office's Counterintelligence and Cyber Division and NCIS conducted the investigation. IRS criminal investigation provided substantial assistance. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Anna Martin Salik, Sarah Gerdes, Christine Rowe, and Catherine Seiden for the Central District of California prosecuted the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Ryan Waters for the Central District of California and trial attorney Adam Barry of the National Security Division's Counterintelligence and Export Control Section provided valuable assistance. Part 3. Mark Black. On January 23, a former Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation attorney, FDIC, pleaded guilty to conspiring to sexually exploit numerous children. According to court documents, between January 2018 and October 2021, 50-year-old Mark Black of Arlington, Virginia, was a member of two online groups dedicated to exploiting children. The goal of the two groups was to locate prepubescent girls online and convince them to live stream themselves engaging in sexually explicit conduct. Black and his co-conspirators would covertly record this conduct and share the videos with each other. In July 2019, Black induced a prepubescent minor to engage in sexually explicit conduct on a live streaming application while screen recording that activity. That same month, Black and a co-conspirator also groomed another prepubescent minor to engage in sexually explicit acts on a photo and video sharing application. The co-conspirator surreptitiously hacked into that girl's live video feed and recorded the sexual acts before sending them to Black. Black was formerly the Arlington Aquatic Club board president. Black pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to produce child pornography and one count of coercion and enticement. He is scheduled to be sentenced on April 30, 2024. He faces a mandatory minimum of 15 years in prison and a maximum penalty of life in prison. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. Acting Assistant Attorney General Nicole M. Argentieri of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, U.S. Attorney Jessica D. Aber for the Eastern District of Virginia, Assistant Director Michael D. Nordwall of the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division, and Assistant Inspector General for Investigations Shimon Richmond of the FDIC Office of Inspector General made the announcement. The FBI and FDIC OIG investigated the case. Trial attorneys Mackenzie Hightower, Kaylin Fulon, and James E. Burke IV of the Criminal Division's Child Exploitation and Obscenity Section, and Assistant U.S. Attorney Lauren Holper for the Eastern District of Virginia are prosecuting the case. This case was brought as part of Project Safe Childhood, a nationwide initiative to combat the epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse launched back in May 2006 by the Justice Department. Led by U.S. Attorney's offices and the Child Exploitation and Obscenity Section, Project Safe Childhood marshals federal, state, and local resources to better locate, apprehend, and prosecute individuals who exploit children over the internet, as well as to identify and rescue victims. For more information about Project Safe Childhood, please visit www.justice.gov/ESC. Part 4. Vladimir Dunaev. On January 24, a Russian national was sentenced to 5 years and 4 months in prison for his involvement in developing and deploying the malicious software known as TrickBot, which was used to launch cyber attacks against American hospitals and other businesses. According to court documents and public reporting, 40-year-old Vladimir Dunaev of Amur Oblast, Russia, provided specialized services and technical abilities to further the TrickBot scheme. TrickBot, which was taken down in 2022, was a suite of malware tools designed to steal money and facilitate the installation of ransomware. Hospitals, schools, and businesses were among the millions of TrickBot victims who suffered tens of millions of dollars in losses. While active, TrickBot malware, which acted as an initial intrusion vector into victim computer systems, was used to support various ransomware variants. Dunaev developed browser modifications and malicious tools that aided in credential harvesting and data mining from infected computers, facilitated and enhanced the remote access used by TrickBot actors, and created a program to prevent the TrickBot malware from being detected by legitimate security software. During Dunaev's participation in the scheme, 10 victims in the Northern District of Ohio, including Avon Schools and a North Canton real estate company, were defrauded of more than $3.4 million via ransomware deployed by TrickBot. In 2021, Dunaev was extradited from the Republic of Korea to the Northern District of Ohio. On November 30, 2023, Dunaev pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit computer fraud and identity theft and conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud. The original indictment returned in the Northern District of Ohio charged Dunaev and six other defendants for their alleged roles in developing, deploying, managing and profiting from TrickBot. In June 2023, one of Dunaev's co-conspirators, Ala Witte, who was a TrickBot malware developer and Latvian national, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit computer fraud and was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison. In February and September 2023, the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, issued financial sanctions against multiple suspected TruthBot members. The FBI Cleveland Field Office investigated the case. Trial attorney Candy Heath of the Criminal Division's Computer Crime and Intellectual Property Section and Assistant U.S. Attorneys Duncan Brown and Daniel Riedel for the Northern District of Ohio prosecuted the case. The Justice Department's Office of International Affairs and National Security Division and the Treasury Department's OFAC provided significant assistance. The Justice Department's Office of International Affairs worked with the International Criminal Affairs Division of the South Korean Ministry of Justice to secure the arrest and extradition of Dunaev. Part 5. Banmeet Singh. On January 26, an Indian national pleaded guilty to selling controlled substances on dark web marketplaces and agreed to forfeit $150 million. According to court documents, 40-year-old Banmeet Singh of Haldwani, India, created vendor marketing sites on dark web marketplaces such as Silk Road, Alphabay, Hansa, and others to sell controlled substances including fentanyl, LSD, ecstasy, Xanax, ketamine, and tramadol. Customers ordered controlled substances from Singh using the vendor sites and by paying with cryptocurrency. Singh then personally shipped or arranged the shipment of controlled substances from Europe to the United States through US mail or other shipping services. From around mid-2012 through July 2017, Singh controlled at least 8 distribution cells within the US, including those in Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, Maryland, New York, North Dakota, and Washington State, among other locations. Individuals in those distribution cells received drug shipments from overseas and then repackaged and reshipped the drugs to locations in all 50 states, Canada, England, Ireland, Jamaica, Scotland, and the US Virgin Islands. Over the course of the conspiracy, the Singh Drug Organization moved hundreds of kilograms of controlled substances throughout the US and established a multi-million dollar drug enterprise that laundered millions of dollars of drug proceeds into cryptocurrency accounts, which ultimately became worth approximately $150 million. In April 2019, Singh was arrested in London and the United States secured his extradition in 2023. Singh pleaded guilty to conspiracy to possess with the intent to distribute controlled substances and conspiracy to commit money laundering. He faces an agreed upon sentence of 8 years in prison. A sentencing date has not yet been set. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. The DEA, IRSCI, HSI, USPIS, and the police departments in Upper Arlington, Ohio, and Columbus, Ohio, are investigating the case. The United Kingdom's National Crime Agency, NCA, Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, and UK Central Authority, UKCA, provided significant assistance. The Justice Department's Office of International Affairs provided significant assistance in securing the arrest and extradition of Singh from the United Kingdom. Trial attorney Emily Cohen of the Criminal Division's Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Section, MLARS, and Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael J. Hunter for the Southern District of Ohio are prosecuting the case. Part 6. Sam Lee, Rodney Burton, and Brenda Chonga. On January 29, the Justice Department announced charges against two individuals and the guilty plea of a third individual for orchestrating a $1.89 billion US dollar cryptocurrency fraud scheme. 35-year-old Sam Lee, an Australian citizen residing in Dubai, UAE, was charged in an indictment unsealed on January 29 for allegedly co-founding Hyperfund, also known as Hypertech, Hypercapital, Hyperverse, and Hypernation. 54-year-old Rodney Burton of Miami, Florida, and 43-year-old Brenda Chonga of Severna Park, Maryland, were promoters of Hyperfund. According to court documents, from June 2020 to November 2022, Lee and his co-conspirators allegedly offered and sold investment contracts to the public through Hyperfund's online investment platform. Hyperfund's promotional materials allegedly made various false claims, including that investors who purchased Hyperfund memberships would receive between 0.5% to 1% daily in passive rewards until the company either doubled or tripled the investor's initial investment. To convince investors that Hyperfund could make such payments, Hyperfund allegedly claimed that its payment would be disbursed in part from its revenues from large-scale crypto mining operations, when in truth, Hyperfund did not have such operations. Beginning around July 2021, Hyperfund allegedly began to block investor withdrawals. Lee is charged with one count of conspiracy to commit securities fraud and wire fraud. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. Burton is charged by criminal complaint with one count of conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transmitting business and one count of operating an unlicensed money transmitting business. He also faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison on each count. Chonga pleaded guilty on January 29 to one count of conspiracy to commit securities fraud and wire fraud. She's scheduled to be sentenced on May 1, 2024 and faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. HSI New York's El Dorado Tax Force and IRS-CI are investigating the case. Trial attorney Tian Huang of the Criminal Division's Fraud Section and Assistant U.S. Attorneys Aaron S.J. Zelinsky and Spencer Todd for the District of Maryland are prosecuting the case.